It's the Bob Rose Show. It's Greg Cassidy. It's live, brothers and sisters, after hot wiring the generator, like, yes. I could do the next version of, take Nick Cage's spot in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could hot wire a classic Mustang. I got the diesel generator going. I spent a lot of time in IT classes.
Uh-huh. What'd you learn?
I learned one thing.
What's that?
Because I'm not that quick on the uptake when it comes to technology.
Yeah.
Turn it off and then turn it on again.
Wow.
And it worked. It worked like a charm.
Good. We're on.
So here we are. We are on. And thank you for supporting what we do. And we are here for you.
But we are an island in our studio of light. An island surrounded by darkness.
Yeah. Let's give you this first. Landfall took place at approximately 11:15 p.m. It's almost 95% always later than what they estimate.
Okay.
Now, look, we're going to give them credit because it hit very, very close to what they'd been saying pretty much the whole time with a couple of corrections or wobbles. But really, they were pretty much dead on with that. They were dead on when they said it could be a Cat 4. Indeed, it was. Uh-huh. 140 mile an hour sustained winds. But yeah, landfall was at approximately 11:15, about 10 miles west-southwest of Perry. Right there at the mouth of the Osceola River, if you're familiar with that area, just in the beginning of the kind of the panhandle, as we say, right after we take a left, meaning you take a left at Perry and go out 98. All right, so power outages. Well, if you talk about the southeast U.S., you're looking at about 2 million.
Yeah.
2 million out of power. Now,
it's
here locally, you've got about half of Alachua County in the dark, give or take. Now, remember, these numbers are fluid. More trees are going to come down, but then some repairs and connections will be made.
Right.
So, look, this is going to be an ongoing process throughout the day, but if they've got as many people lined up as the governor and lieutenant governor has told us they do, the linemen will get to work at first light, and they'll get a lot done. But if you're in a more of an outlying area, you know how that goes. It's going to be a little bit later. They're always going to take care of more urbanized areas first because when they make a connection there, you could put 1,000 house lights back on. And more importantly, if you think about it, the traffic lights. And that's what Greg was referring to. I mean, now I was fortunate. Power went out for just a little while. In Keystone, Clay County, where I live. But when I woke up, power was on. It was all good to go.
Wow.
Law enforcement was already out. This is 4 a.m. They were already out. Had their, low blue lights on, just kind of
we're here.
Letting you know we're monitoring, we're taking care. And then same thing, Alachua County had their bases covered. There was debris in the road. Only one or two spots where it could have impeded traffic, and they were there with lights on.
Right.
So it was easy to get around it. But then coming into town.
Gainesville's a mess.
Wow.
It's a mess.
It was,
and dark. Intersections, both of us.
We blew right through a big intersection.
We missed where you literally lose track of where you are. I mean, seriously.
If you think about it, if you had come to work later, I came a little earlier, we might have ran into each other.
We would have been the only two people in that intersection at that time.
It is crazy.
And
I was paying attention as I came in because we are always saying, treat it like a four-way stop. And you think, well, I'm on the bigger road. I have the right-of-way.
No.
Which is awesome if everybody else agrees with that.
But
I wouldn't stake your life on it.
No.
You're supposed to treat it as a four-way stop. I get it. You have a lot of ancillary roads and a lot of traffic lights. Now, when it's dark and there's no traffic, it's relatively easy.
Right.
You either see headlights or you don't.
Mm-hmm. But there's no street lights?
No.
And no traffic lights?
No. So here's the thing. Really, and I know you're not children, but stay off the roads unless you really...
Oh, yeah.
If you got a job and you got to get to it, and there's a lot of people that do... You got to do what you got to do, but...
Well, depending on your job, you're probably in the dark, too. I mean, depending on...
Well, that's...
I mean...
Could be a factor, yes.
Unless it's a hospital or something like that, and your company has generators running, and you have to be there. Seriously, I mean, there's nothing open in a lot of areas. Nothing.
And you want to make the roads and routes, give them a chance to clear those out.
Yes.
And then we want to give a chance for the linemen to get in and do... their work, and the less traffic that's out there, the safer it is for everybody, the more efficient they can be, and the chance of getting everybody's lights on is going to be, it'll be a much faster process. But yeah, about 2 million throughout the southeast U.S. without power. We got about half of the people in Alachua County in the dark, and about 44,000 in Marion County without power. And, you know, in some ways, we've been pretty fortunate, in a lot of ways, actually. Think about Cedar Key. They actually did measure surge of 9.3 feet. That is huge. I know they were talking the possibility of 20. That's really at landfall at the Big Bend area. But 9.3 at Cedar Key, that's not going to be a pretty picture when the sun comes up later on. Tampa International Airport. They'd been canceling flights all over the southeast U.S. Starting yesterday, but Tampa International Airport is actually closed temporarily until further notice. If, you know, as soon as we get word on it, we'll let you know. But that's a whole nother layer to the pain that we're all going to feel here in the coming days and maybe, you know, weeks, depending on where you're at and the damage done. We'll have a much better idea, clearly, when the sun comes up and people can assess situations. But for right now, there's no reason to be walking around the house. I know, the sooner you get all these sticks picked up, did I have a major branch fall? Look, you're also taking a chance, unless you have underground utilities. You're taking a chance of a live power line being down, and you might not even know or see it.
Right. And the threat of limbs still falling on you. So, not good.
Yeah, let's be really smart about this whole thing. Yeah. It's not the first rodeo for most of us. But, let's use that knowledge and information.